You're practicing Brahma. It's not about what you are doing. It's about how are you while you're doing it. The emphasis is not on the sensations of touch or any other sensation your sense organs can communicate to you. Brahma is the activity of the body while you are present. Your thoughts are always in the past and future. But your mind could become an instrument that has a job to do. You can ask your mind, time after time, to remain with the process of inhalation and exhalation. When it goes off somewhere, bring it back to register inhalation and exhalation. That harmonizes both your body and your mind. When you practice Brahma, you have a direction. I wish to be available. The first step is to see you're not. You have to see you're always lost in thoughts, in feelings, in associations. Your mind is always in the past or future. If you can see that you're not really here, that you're not present, you're on the right road, provided you wish to see that in acceptance. In truth, you are here. All you need is to recognize that's so, but not in your thoughts. You recognize it in the taste of being present. If you let go of extra, if you drop your concepts and just do Brahma, there is an atmosphere in which both the recipient and you are accepted. In acceptance, you are both supported. To have full participation, you need knowledge and being. If you are, but you don't know what to do, you can't participate fully. If you know what to do, but you don't have being, you can't do what you know. The body is the ground where you can experience the taste of understanding, which is the unification of knowing and being. Full participation means entering into the understanding of the isness of yourself in this moment, through the taste of I am. When we are inside our head, having random thoughts and walking through life, we are not living life. To be alive means to be in the present. In the present, you taste life within yourself. First, you have to taste there is a body. When you taste there is a body, you've come out of your thoughts. You directly taste that something exists. That something is you in this body. This is what it means to know you have a body. You are not your body, but there is a body. And you taste your existence in this body. When you go home, you don't think you are the room you're in. When you see you are not this body, you drop your identification with the body. Your fear of life disappears. Before you had this body, you existed. After your body goes back to the soil, and you return this uniform to the school of the earth, you will still exist. In order to know that, you need to wake up.